What is up, guys? Waller J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And across the boards, we got producer Chris. How you doing today, good sir? Excellent. He's not going to say shit today. He's not saying shit today.
Say hello to the peoples.
Hello, peoples.
And say hello to your daddy.
Yeah, what's up, my dad? I talked to him already today.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's good. He's good. I actually called him because I told him when he comes back down here, me and him are going to take a day. We're going to go do 2 farm tours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I found a...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Well, for me and him, it is. I found a farm that's actually up in Hilliard that is a full aquaponics setup.
Oh, wait, what?
Hydroponics.
No, not hydroponics. God aquaponics.
Damn. Is Aquaman going to be there?
Aquaman.
No, but the fish will be. So that's what makes it an aquaponics setup is it's fish. It's fish.
It's a fish farm.
No, it's fish, and then they use the waste from the fish for the vegetables.
Oh, you're talking about that compost?
Well, they just use the fish waste that's actually in the water. They circulate the water through a raft system. For the vegetables and stuff like that. They grow leafy greens and stuff. Anyways, it's a farm up in Hilliard, and I've always been really interested in aquaponics. So, and they do farm tours. So we're going to go up there and do that farm tour. Then we're going to come back down, and there is a I can never remember. I can never pronounce the name, but it's like Coheed or something. It's a farm over.
Coheed and Cambria?
Not that band, but that's what I always tend to say. But the farm is closely named like that, and it's over there off of US 1, and it's a rice farm. They have a lot of other stuff.
Do they have Vietnamese people working in it?
Mm-mm. No, it's actually the only rice farm here in Florida. And I was talking with Dad about it. We started going through the history.
Like rice paddies and shit?
They have rice, like rice fields.
So but how could you not have any Vietnamese people working in it?
Because it's American rice.
Dude, and that's racist as fuck, man.
That's racist.
Speaking of racist, so I heard our last podcast got pulled down from YouTube.
Oh yeah, I think it was the
extra Mexican art.
Yeah, it was just called extra Mexican.
Yeah.
So I pretended to be you for a little while, like 2 minutes.
And that I was funny as fuck.
And I was speaking, you know, with a heavy Mexican accent. Not a heavy Puerto Rican accent like the one I have.
Yeah.
And
I listened to it. I thought it was funny. Matter of fact, I liked it better than myself.
So,
well, Dad liked it too. He was like extra Mexican art was funny. I was like, yeah,
super funny.
We were having a good time with that with the knee high socks and all like that. Yeah.
The cargo shorts flaps, and the wife beater. So yeah, so I made I uploaded the shit to YouTube. I think about a day later, I went to check on it and make sure that it was up there. And then like 3 days later, it was gone. So I don't know if somebody complained or what happened.
They'd be like, hey, how'd this guy get over the border? Cut him.
Damn right.
They probably thought that the episode was going to kill somebody.
Yep.
So I guess they deported
this
it.
This ain't
back
no
to Mexico.
MS-13 Mexican art. I'm just saying.
Well, I think they're from Nicaragua, the MS-13.
MS-13. Mm. Oh. No, I think it's – is it Nicaragua? I thought it's just a Mexican gang, period.
No,
in California. No,
I believe they hail from Nicaragua.
You have to be straight Nicaragua.
Oh, he's looking it up.
Oh, good. Well, producer Christian.
Why am I looking it up when I have a producer that's looking shit up?
That's what I'm saying. We talk the shit. He looks up the facts. I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Oh, what does it say, Chris? They have a Wikipedia too. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wikipedia. You can trust Wikipedia. Yeah.
Well, it originated in Los Angeles, California in the 80s.
But what is
with Mexicans?
No. With spread to many parts, continental United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central America.
But who are the main culprits?
Mainly, they get recruited by the one of the cartels.
I thought they were a Mexican gang, man.
No, I thought that they were Nicaraguan. But anyway, either way.
Yeah, Honduras. Mostly
Honduras.
Salvadorians and Hondurans.
There you
and
go.
Guatemalans.
My bad. My bad.
That's all right, man. Close enough, right? I mean, they're all the same, right?
I don't know. it all depends.
It all depends.
Some of them could be legal. Some of them could be illegal.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's so crazy. That's crazy, man. Like, that gang life, dude. That's no joke. But you know what? I looked at it, and a lot of these like gang lives, it's really like very aggressive business.
Yeah.
It's all based off of like, you know, your supply and demand of illegal ass shit, right? Drugs, sex,
guns,
you know, weapons and stuff like that. Yeah. And so basically the demand's out there for specific, you know, items or services, and these gangs fulfill that. Of course it's illegal, but they treat it like a real business model. Matter of fact, a lot of these
Orly Holmes, what's your net worth?
Kind of street work, kind of street worth, right? There's like two currencies. One is like, you know, the respect that they get on the street, and two is right. the money that they make. But a lot of these guys who end up going to jail, they go to jail and become actual better gangsters and better businessmen because they learn business models and they apply those business models to like drugs, guns, prostitution, stuff like that. And they exponentially grow. Like these fools right here, man, don't even have a high school education, but they can like do
they can move multi-billion dollar
math, and they could do math like off the top of their head. They could do weights and transfer to money and all from the rip, you know. So these cats are actually smart.
They are very smart.
Now, if they're able to apply that into like a legitimate business. These guys would be really really gangster, you know. They won't have to worry about the whole. Going to jail
part. Government, you know, coming after them, right?
They went through about the whole going to jail part.
I'm sure that there has been, you know, a few guys, because, I mean, it happens.
For sure. But you got to realize, when you come from nothing, like, what supply and demand can you provide? You know what I mean? It's like, well, shoot, man, you come from nothing. You know what I mean? You can make drugs. You know what I mean? You can sell people and weapons, things that you steal. But, like, if you come up from nothing, it's not like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to start as an e-commerce business. I'm going to sell chocolates.
They also make, you know, five times the amount of money doing legal activities as they would doing, you know, legal activities.
Absolutely. So you're right.
The draw to become, you know, legitimate is just not there.
Yeah, but do you want to be looking over your shoulder every single day? Man,
if that's all you know, that's all you know.
Yeah, if you grew up that way. You
know. I read something that says that a lot of these guys that join a gang is because they don't have like a family structure. Yeah. And they find it, you know, in people that are in gangs that provide them safety, you know, and make them feel welcome.
Well, it's just like that Younger book, Tribe.
The what?
One of the guys that's been on Rogan's podcast, his last name's Younger. I can't remember his first name, but he wrote a book about Tribe. It's called Tribe. Talks about human psyche. Why guys in the military, you know, that have been deployed, Afghanistan, stuff like that, that feeling of their group is so much stronger with those guys in danger and all like that than it is when they're at home.
With their
families. It just doesn't feel the same, and it's not as rewarding as it is over there with these guys. And it's, you know,
in the shit.
Because it's, you know, with a tribal mindset. That's why, you know, gyms are the same thing. You get into kind of a, you know, your gym kind of becomes your second family.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you may spend more time with the people in your gym than you do with your family. So you develop a real strong connection with those people.
That's true.
I guess that's what we got going on here.
No, I hate you fuckers.
This is our little this is our mini tribe. Mini tribe.
Yeah, we're missing one of the tribe.
Yeah, she's sick.
People. Yeah. I think she's got the poops or something.
Well, we're going to say she has the poops, but she's not feeling good for sure.
Yeah.
She's got the curse of Montezuma.
Poor ting.
So anyway, you said you wanted to talk about something.
Did I?
Yeah. You said, let's talk about it.
We were doing social media stuff before the podcast, talking about social media and some other stuff.
Yeah. We were talking about the immigration thing.
Oh, immigration. Yeah, man. There's a, you know.
Just watch the Marvel video.
Yeah. There's a Marvel video that explains immigration. But let me just kind of sum it up, right? So you have people that are very protective over their borders and their nations and so on and so forth. And you have people who are like, let's have open borders and everybody can come in and out and do the things they want to do. That's fine. And that's cool. And in a perfect society, that'd be great. But really it all comes down to is resources and the acquisition of resources to support your crew, your country, so on and so forth, whatever it may be. So the way this video kind of explains why we don't just let anybody come through our borders is because we just don't have enough resources to provide for all that. And they're like, oh, of course you do. We're the richest nation, so and so. I'm like, actually, not when you're talking about the numbers that they're talking about there. And realize this video, this Marvel video, population video, or Gumball, is very old. So it's the numbers are exponentially larger now.
Who put out the video?
Yeah, can you look that up real quick while I'm talking? And, people like jump back to the beginning. Well, bring me your poor, sick, tired, da da da. I'm like, yeah, that was great back in the day when this was an empty country. But now that it's more full, I mean, you can't have the same process. Things change. They're like, oh, well, why is it? Why does it have to change? I was like, well, because the resources and the lack thereof, you know. And then they got into this big, discussion about something. I guess you've seen online.
It was supposed to Sherry had up about the guy that killed Molly Tibbetts up in Iowa. Was it Iowa or Ohio?
Iowa.
And then the guy that killed his family, and how they're making it. It's all about the illegals.
Oh.
So, you know, my I understood what she was trying to say with the post right away. I understand, you know, whether the guy was legal or illegal, it doesn't matter.
That part doesn't matter.
That chemistry in his brain that made her kill that girl,
yeah,
that wasn't going to change.
Kill the girl, yeah.
So if he had even had his visa or was a regular resident and he was still doing his job, he probably, most likely, would have done what he did.
Yeah.
So that had nothing to do with immigration. So the problem was that people started commenting on it and saying, oh, if, you know, we had better borders, you know, that yeah, would have never happened.
That's hard. This is such a what if situation.
It's like, no, she could have been killed by somebody else.
Well, this is the whole deal. It's like, you know, I try to explain to people, you know, going through the right way to get into a country is,
right,
you know, is important. And you just can't just go to any country illegally. Like, I couldn't go to Canada and just be like, I'm going to be a citizen and live here now. Or Australia. In Thailand. I looked at all these different countries to move to.
I can.
You know what I mean?
I show up and I'm like, oh, come on.
Hey, come on in. Wallow, we heard of you. You got this great podcast. Yeah. Super famous.
I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, like, people get mad. They're like, oh, all illegals should be able to allow to come over whenever they want. I'm like, no. You don't understand. There's a resource thing. There's money thing. They're like, oh, they're sucking up all the resources. Or they're like, oh, they're not sucking up any resources. I'm like, ah. No, it's way more complicated than what we can wrap our heads around. But it's like, but it's all resource-based.
Yeah, I mean,
and the people that we're allowing in are typically, we want the somebody who's going to bring something.
The reason why I was siding kind of with Sherry on this thing was because there's this asshole that his idea of how to solve the immigration problem was that anybody that came in near the border and tried to cross it should be killed instantly.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm like,
you shouldn't kill somebody for being desperate.
Yeah, I was like, no. Don't be an asshole, you know.
I liked your idea that you had said earlier, though. You're like, hey, listen, say you get somebody illegal that comes over. You can be like, hey, I'm going to give you one of two options.
Yeah.
You can either get sent back to where you came from, or you can stand in this line and apply appropriately and sit in these, I guess it would be like holding camps. Or what was
Well, I wouldn't say a camp. I mean, if they're close.
Some sort of facility to kind of help them.
Listen, you can either go back home. Or if we do have a facility, because putting up a facility in the middle of nowhere is no easy task.
No, super expensive.
So let's say that there's no facility. We have your application. Go back home. Come back in this many months.
Well, I think the way it works is you're given a temp. You can start the process. You're given a temporary visa.
That's another option.
Or even a temporary visa. Start them working. But at least that way they're in process.
Do you have family in the States that you are actually going to be residing with?
Yeah.
Do you have a safe place for you to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, we're going to give you this temporary visa, you know.
You have to check in every so often.
If you don't, unfortunately, your application will be terminated.
And you'll be booted back.
And you'll be booted back.
And never be able to apply again.
If you know, go through the proper channels, cool. No problem.
No problem.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty cool solution. Are they applying something like that now?
I don't know.
I'm not certain what the process is right now. I'm legal. I have a heavy accent.
If you try to look it up. Everything starts getting real muddy because there's just not, and that's the problem nowadays, is there's just not some place you can go to just get facts, statistics that's not unbiased or leaning in a different way. So it makes it, because I tried to look it up, and if you go here, it's leaning this way so that the article's written more that way. And then as you go over here, it's so hard. Dude, I got a family. I got a job.
Well, that's what's even killer, man. A lot of this is like posted on social media, and so people take that as facts. I'm like, it's social media. There's no facts check.
You
can't trust anything you read or see.
Even the real media is not something that you can't even trust
the real media. I'm like,
well, the thing,
depending on which way you want to lean to, is what you watch. You're like, oh, I agree with CNN or I agree with Fox.
But listen to the asshole in New Jersey. Killing people is not the answer.
Kill yourself.
Go pick up your hood and enjoy your rally. Because the racist thing, motherfucker.
The thing you were talking about, like with memes and stuff, I was going to talk about it last podcast. We just never got around to it, and I wanted to. So I saw somebody post something on Facebook, and it kind of leads to like debate and stuff. But they posted an image, and it was they claimed it was Navy's football team kneeling for the anthem.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Somebody pointed, you know, the meme read, you know, if the Navy football team can kneel for the anthem, then it's not disrespectful. Get over it. And then somebody in the comments, like very like within one or two comments, pointed out, said, no, that's actually not Navy's team. That's Army's football team. And they're actually kneeling for the prayer before the game. They'll stand for the anthem. And the person was just like, okay, whatever. And we're like, well, no, you know, you're making
you're putting up disinformation.
Yeah, you're putting this up and all like that. You know, I'm just trying to kind of correct you. And they go, whatever. And then they make another post.
Yeah.
Right after that going, I don't debate. And it's like, okay, well, see, now then you're just closing your mind off. You're not ever going to learn anything. You're always going to stay in that lane. And the problem is, you know this person. We all know this person. I love this person. Hope I get to see this person again. But it's just like
not if you keep dissing this person.
Well, it just made me sad because I'm like, oh man, you're closing your mind off right from the get from ideas. You know, you're just going right in. This is what I believe, because I'll debate anything. I'll debate any of the things I believe in or think or something like that. But the thing is to debate, you have to have an open mind that your position may be wrong.
And that's a really hard part for people to like. Digest and chew at that, or chew and digest at that point in time. It's like, oh, if they are making a good point, am I going to go ahead and be like, you know what? You're freaking right. Yeah. Right at that moment? No. No, they'll chew on that shit. They'll think about it. And maybe over time, they'll change their mind.
Maybe.
So, but that's usually still even
either that rare. Or they'll just say, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. And that's what, unfortunately, a lot of that's
times
what happens.
It'll be like that. So I'm kind of like irritated myself. There's been a lot of times I was wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to.
Like right now. I'm just kidding.
Dude, I'm kidding. Right now. There's been a lot of times I've been wrong. Hey, man, fucking, I'm not perfect, dude. I don't pretend to be. I'm not some guy out there like pretends like I know all the answers. I don't.
Oh, we know a few of those.
Yeah, everybody knows a few of those. But the thing is like, you know, and I'm trying to like, as I'm getting older, to like think a little bit more and be like, you know, maybe the way I thought wasn't right. Or if I get presented with a new piece of information to like adjust fire, I'm like, you know what? You're freaking right.
But see, you know? It's so
and
hard.
Then, admit it from the grip. Like, I was wrong, man. Yeah, this is, I think this makes more sense.
People nowadays want to be more right than have an open mind to somebody else's, you know, point of view.
And it makes it so hard because I enjoy discussing things with people. Me, my dad, my grandfather, we all kind of did that. You know, we had discussions about stuff even when I was little.
But you guys own slaves.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, anyways.
I still own slaves. Kind of fucked up.
So, it was kind of
reparations.
Yeah. But, you know, you had these discussions and you learned how to have discussions and how to have your point kind of changed or your thought process changed when new information was given. And it sucks because nowadays I have maybe two people that I can engage and talk about stuff. And, you know, it just not become very personal very quickly.
You mean us?
I don't really discuss. I discuss a little bit with Wallow sometimes. We go back and forth. I don't really do a lot with you. I don't know why. I think mainly because a lot of the stuff, we don't really disagree on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we actually agree on a lot of shit.
He's like, you need to go back to Mexico and you need to go back to wherever the fuck you came from.
I think they call it Puerto Rico. Where all my generators are.
Yeah, you need to go climb that glacier, get your ass back to Alaska.
Go back into Alaska. You know, sometimes, man, I really think hard about going back up to Alaska. I don't know if it's because that's where I was born and that's where I have a lot of family at, but sometimes I think about it. I'm like, but then I'm like, it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, but it's still, it has that allure
and
of
they got
like
bears.
The last kind of like really frontier place.
Because it's the last frontier.
I've said, you know, one of the guys I work with, he's up there working.
Hey, Johnny, hold on, Chris. Yeah. Johnny, give us a call, bro. That message was kind of long, and on our system, it kind of comes up, and, you know, I can't really read it that quick. It goes away. If you have an opinion, by all means, bro, give us a call. The number's up there, 904-990-3139, and we'll definitely take your, you know, your point of view here and let you speak your mind.
But he like posts these photos of kayaking in, you know, a lot of the rivers in Alaska.
And, yeah, bro. Dangerous as fuck, by the way. I almost died twice last time I went up
there. Well, yeah. And then he's posted pictures about, you know, like some of the berries and, you know, it's time to start picking. And I'm going, dude, there's fucking bears everywhere.
Bears love berries.
Yeah. So, but it's like after work, him and his wife, when it's salmon season, you know, they go down to the river and they dip net and they're just netting salmon, you know, and they're allowed so many for the winter. And I'm going, you know, it's like you really, I guess up there, there's some places where, like, if you want to, you really got to work to be able to make it through the winters.
Winter, yeah.
So it has that kind of allure of making you be, like, a real, yeah, I don't want to say, like, real man, but it's like you work for it. You know, here,
real human, yeah.
You want salmon? You go up to Publix. Store.
Yeah, it's in a package. It's ready to rock and roll.
There's nowhere to go and just, yeah, I'm going to go get some salmon. You know,
I always have, I have like this like kind of mini fantasy of going back up to Alaska and just like living in the woods.
You know what's crazy though?
You're gonna survive, bro.
Huh?
You can't get Instagram up there.
Oh god,
you can't. Or there's Snapchat. Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi in Alaska.
No, there's not. Yeah, it'll be, have you seen Alaska bush people,
dude?
No,
dude. If
those guys aren't Alaskan, I mean they're Alaskan, but they're not Alaskan, bro. They're not the norm.
There is nothing.
Those guys are their own.
Bears, coyotes, whatever the fuck.
I'm from there. I know. I know.
Yeah. See, all those shows. I used to like really like them until one day I noticed when they were.
They're all bullshit.
They're all bullshit because they were the bear. They're like salmon fishing, and the bear runs up and takes their salmon, and then they get a shot of the bear eating, and it's a filleted fucking salmon. You can see that the way the salmon is cut, it's filleted.
Well, this and is I'm what's going, funny, man. It's like all my cousins up there, especially the women, they're like, this is not how we are at all. This is bullshit. They think all of us are like this.
Bro, they have one blockbuster video. That's it in the whole state.
Is that what it is?
And all them movies are always rented out.
That was his joke. Try to make a joke. It's a funny mini yolk.
Oh, god damn. That's kind of funny, though. Gotta go on your snowmobile. Fucking go get your movie. You get up there, Home Alone 2's rented out. You're like, fuck!
Ah, really like that one.
There's no Netflix.
It just came out. I
don't even know what that is.
Dude, let me tell you, snowmobiling's a lot of fun, though. Yeah. And
No, it's not once you have to do it 3 hours to get a VHS tape.
That's sold out.
Fuck again. Bring it back. It's been 3 days.
I want to go see that new movie, 16 Candles. I hear it's great. It just came out. I'm sorry, I'm making fun of your people, Art.
Well, I mean, it just shows your ignorance. It's all. It's cool. It's cool. I mean, we should stick to what you know, Callahan.
We haven't even got Blockbuster yet.
I'm sorry.
They're like, we just learned how to make this fancy rope. It has 13 circles around it.
Shit, we just started making butter.
Butter?
We're like, holy shit, you can make butter out of cows.
They've been using duck butter all along.
Using duck butter this whole time.
So bad.
How do we deviate from this?
Because he started talking shit about Alaskans.
How do we go from immigration to duck butter?
It was me? Really? I'm the one that fucking started talking shit with Mr. Insta or fucking Blockbuster over there?
He did start talking shit, but he left it there, and then you started talking about the people.
Well, he fucking threw the pitch. I swung at it. That's what you do.
And a miss.
No, that wasn't a miss.
And a miss.
I got that one. That one went yard.
That one did not go yard.
Hey, for you, it might not have... For fucking Wallow, it gave him a headache. It went yard.
That was a grand slam.
Yeah.
Bases were loaded. He's like, fuck this. We're winning this shit.
So not all humor is just for you, Art.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think you're funny, that's cool.
Hey, I'm going over that's Mr. Cool. Tears over there. I think I was pretty funny.
Let me take a picture of you guys laughing at yourself.
hey, listen. Whatever. YouTube thought we were funny.
Enough to take us down.
Yeah. YouTube thought you were not funny. Obviously, I left you guys your own devices and our shit gets taken down.
Oh, hey, you want to see something funny? I watched Burnt Chrysler's.
Do not tell me anything.
No, it's good. Good. Okay. It's a good special. Watch it.
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Burnt Chrysler?
As soon as Comcast fixes my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into the Comcast thing. Robbie, goddammit.
All right, listen. I'll make this short and sweet. 8 a.m. call. My service is not working.
Bro, it's not going to go short.
12 o'clock.
It's definitely not
going to I'm still on the phone. Service is not reinstated. They got my money. But
they want to charge you more money.
But yeah, they want to charge me more money because they fucked up. End of story. Fuck you, Comcast, you can suck my left nut if you think you're going to get any more money out of me. Go fuck yourself.
Ooh, he's so angry.
Just angry a little. Just happening. Just actually got a message from
breaking news. Wallace got service.
Yeah, from my boss. They were asking me if I'm okay because I just got an alert here in Jacksonville. Mass shooting Sunday at popular area in downtown Jacksonville, filled with bars, and it sounds like there was a mass shooting down at the Landing.
Oh,
stay away. Jacksonville's sheriff's office is tweeting.
Is that happening right now?
Is it happening right now?
Yeah, right now.
Just right now.
Is there some sort of event going on?
I don't know. I think the game was yesterday.
Oh, shit. Guys, we have breaking news of a shootout in the Landing at Jacksonville going on right now. Or just recently happened. Are you pulling action news for Jax?
Well, I'm searching for it right now.
All
right.
What the fuck is going on? Hey, what are you doing, bro?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to read the comments here.
Just turn it off.
I'm just trying to do the comments. Why is it won't? Fuck.
Bro, just please turn it off.
Stop. I turned volume. I'm trying to do something here. Why are you yelling at me?
Sherry says blame the illegals.
Well, probably. 11 people shot, at least 4 dead in or near Chicago Pizza down at Jacksonville Landing.
Holy shit.
This was posted just literally 15 minutes ago.
11 shot, 4 killed.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville Landing. Early reports
say 3 were shot. Others may be wounded. Several ambulances.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it right. Ambulance. Nah. Rescue units. Firefighters, police officers. Earl's Roads. Yep. So that's really it. And then, you know, we had the gang shooting Friday night at the Rains High School after the football game.
Wow.
I think that one was... Three dead. I was actually talking with a buddy of mine who's a cop yesterday, and I was just kind of asking. I was like, hey, bro, straight up, is it getting really fucking bad in Jax, or is it just the media, the news, like, really playing it up? He's like, nah, it's getting fucking bad, and it's getting ready to get worse.
Well, bro, the news right there.
Why is he saying is it getting ready to get worse?
Because of some of the gangs that are starting to expand out their areas here. We were talking about one in particular. I'm not going to say their name. But one in particular, it's bad whenever the gangs are starting to go to certain areas of town to eat, because those are the safe places to go and eat.
Sherry said that at the game yesterday, there was also 1 shot and 9 injured.
At the Jax game?
Uh-huh.
No shit. Wow.
1 shot and 9 injured. Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
At the stadium?
1 person shot and 9, yes. 9 people injured.
So this was just 15 minutes ago?
Yeah, it was posted 2:06 p.m., updated 2:16. So. Okay. And it says at least 4 dead in or near Chicago Pizza there at the Landing.
Does it give any more details?
No, it's very short, so we'll have to be keeping an eye on it. And I'm sure they'll have a live feed going here pretty soon about what's going on.
Dang.
So, because yeah,
have one not need it. They need one. 7-year-old
killed in the parking lot.
Yeah, Dad just hit me up too. So,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, what is this world coming to?
Oh man, I think the world's always been like this. To be honest, I just think it's like brought to our attention a lot more.
Well, there's more outlets now.
Yeah. Well, most definitely. You know, people are like, oh, people are getting worse. I'm like, I don't know. Do you remember the whole like Dark Ages and, you know, and when people were getting cleaved by swords every 2 seconds?
Bro.
Well, it's just getting bad.
You're watching Game of Thrones too much.
It's just getting bad.
First off, Game of Thrones is dope.
You know,
if you don't like Game of Thrones, there's something wrong with you.
There's a lot of time where it's me and both my kids in the vehicle driving around Jacksonville. You know, I'm going over to San Pablo to get Tyler from school, coming back over, driving all the way back over to the gym. You know, and before, back in the day, or not even back in the day, this was maybe 4 years. 4 years ago, the bad shit in Jacksonville was really contained to like a few areas. Well, not just the west side, no. But there were certain spots on the north side, there were certain spots on the west side, and shit like that. And in the last 2 years, that window has just blown out. I mean, they're coming over here from the west side doing shit. They're, you know,
it's
the gangs. But like, because they even caught a couple of them that's in the one big gang here.
What is the big gang here?
I ain't going to say the name. I'll tell you. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Okay, cool.
Maybe these people want to know about the big gang over here.
Talk to your local officers.
Okay, fine.
That's lame.
All right. Anyway, continue.
Well, I don't. Oh, but it's just it's getting weird, man. Because it's like, fuck, I got to stay strapped. If I want to feel safe with my kids and shit like that, it's like I've got to have something on my fucking hip at all times. And it's like, and what's crazy is, it's you can't, like, there was just one parent who's just been, he was trespassed from school because.
One parent was trespassed?
Yeah, because his firearm was in his vehicle. So he's a concealed carry holder, went to pick up his kid or drop off his kid, put his firearm in the vehicle.
How did somebody find out about it?
Either he didn't put it in the vehicle.
Looks like it wasn't concealed right, so he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Right. So you know, there you go.
But got popped with it, so now he's like, can't ever drop his kid or pick his kid up from that school again. Period. Wow. Done deal.
Yeah.
You know, but that is one of the things they teach you in concealed courses. There are places where you cannot carry a gun. You cannot carry one in a courthouse. You cannot carry one in the schools.
Yeah.
You know, there bars. Is no if, you know, if you walk into Starbucks and they got that little fucking sticker on the wall, that's not illegal for you to carry. It's just
they just don't like you.
They just don't want you to. They can tell you to leave. But if you're concealed properly, they should never know you have the fucking gun on your side. Yeah. You know, it's not like open carry. But, you know, schools and shit, they don't have that sign outside because it's common fucking knowledge. You can't have a gun.
Well, you go through the class to do it. But that's another thing, too. I don't support places like Starbucks.
No, I used to, and then they started getting really bad about some things, and, like, Dad's hilarious about it, because Amanda, you know, she still loves a couple Starbucks. You know, she has one drink she likes.
The coffee sucks anyways.
Well, there again, she has one drink she likes. And when we're up in Atlanta, she'll be like, you know, hey, can we swing into Starbucks? And Dad's like, sure, Sherry, if you're going to buy it.
Sherry said, population keeps growing. I'm like, yeah, it's all the illegals that are coming in.
Some open borders, bro.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. Population does grow. So, yeah, you're going to have more percentages and higher, you know, people. I think I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast.
Which one?
Usual. But in one of them, I can't remember. I'm going to tell you episode 400, 512.
No, that was what guest?
I can't remember the guest. But okay. Anyways, he was talking about population growth and how we're only supposed to be a certain size population per each, like, basic tribe, I guess, if you want to say, to where it's kind of like a homeostasis of how people interact with each other. But once you get heavier, condensed people like New York, California, places like that, where it's like population is really, really thick, people get a little more agitated, a little bit more aggressive, you know what I mean? Because you're fighting over resources. It all goes back to resources.
Guys, if you're joining us just now, we just broke some news. There was a shooting about 15 minutes ago in the Landing. There were 11 people injured, 4 killed. So if you have friends that you know that were down there or that live in the area.
Or any more information, pop it off here. Let's spread it out.
Give them a call, too. See, like, yo, are you okay? Make sure that you reach out to your peeps to see if they're okay. Because this just happened just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm actually going to hit up Nick, make sure he's good, because I know he's down around downtown often.
Yeah. Are you hitting up your peoples too, Art?
Yeah, I hit up all my peoples.
No, you're not. He's like,
I didn't get a text.
He's like,
shit.
I'm going to go on Snapchat.
You're here right here.
He's like, what's going on Snapchat?
What's up, Snippy Snapping?
Anyway, what were we talking about before the shooting news broke in?
I don't know.
Shoot, I don't know, man.
Anyways, before we get too far away from it, Green Ernest is the person who put the full version of Immigration, World Poverty, and Gumballs 2010. Immigration doesn't work. That's the Gumball video. So
that was 8 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But principles still apply.
Look that thing
numbers
up.
What's his different. Name again? It's on Green Ernest is the name of the channel that Green put it Ernest. Up. That he's got the full one because there's a couple that show 6 minutes. This is the full 12 minutes, 11 second one. So...
So if you have any questions, like there's like math behind it. So just go look at the math and realize that was 8 years ago and realize our population is that much bigger now. So add more gumballs.
There's people keep fucking.
There's a YouTube channel called Numbers USA that's actually got a couple videos that kind of break it all down with statistics and everything for immigration.
I like the gumball videos because you just see it spill over. You're like, oh my God.
It gives you a visual representation where you know, because if you start just talking just numbers, it's hard to wrap your brain around just a number.
You don't know those numbers.
Yeah. But when you start seeing a visual, you know, this gumball represents, you know, a million people. And you see this giant fucking canister.
Tube full of them.
Tube full of it. You're going, holy shit.
Wow.
You know. And then you have this. Watch the video. He breaks it down very well.
But anyways, so speaking of gumballs, food, bro.
Are you hungry, bro?
Yo, I'm so hungry.
Why don't you...
Check this out, man. There's this new Hawaiian joint. Well, it's not really new, but it's kind of like revamped. It's over in Orange Park area. L&L or something like that.
Do they put pineapple on pizza?
They should. Pineapple.
Yeah, what's wrong with pineapple? What's wrong with these people that don't like pineapple on pizza? First off, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
No, I actually like it. Okay. I'm not against it. What's wrong with that?
There's a big community of haters.
Oh, yes, there is.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Those people also probably have beard oil and drive Priuses and
fuck their brothers.
Have vaginas for lips. I don't know. I was going to go for penises, but they probably live in a certain sector of a town.
Yeah.
5 points. I'm just saying. Just kidding.
I'm not kidding. And they peep on their sister when they're taking a shower.
Oh, my God. I never had sisters. I was a pretty much a male-dominated family. My mom, she made me put the toilet seat down. I still do that today.
He's still got to go back up.
I don't know. She said if she was supposed to be a duck, she would have feathers. So put the seat down.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. All I know is that when I'm done peeing, I put the seat down.
Well, you're supposed to.
Why?
It's one of those things where, like, if you have a woman in your house, they have to sit to pee. So have you ever sat on a toilet with the lid up?
Well, no, because I put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, afterwards.
No, I put it down beforehand. Like, I checked. I'm like, oh, look, the seat's not down. Let's put that down and go pee.
So you put the seat down and then pee?
No, listen. If I had to take a shit, because that's the only time I'd have to sit. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ, Chris, catch up.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, I'm
fucking thinking slow today. You need some food, sir. You need a bang.
He only made it to the fifth grade.
Oh, my God. I made it to the 1, 2, 5.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Fifth.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. Why can't they just put it up when they're done?
I don't know. But what I do know is I've been trained. So my seat goes down after I'm done peeing. I put it up before I start peeing. But in my brain, I'm like, it's not that hard. It's easier to put it down than it is to put it up.
I'm just going to install a urinal in my place.
I thought about doing that up here, actually.
And then just having a toilet, too. Toilet, you use it to shit, so the seat will always be down. And then the urinal to piss.
I thought about taking the shower out because, you know, nobody showers up here.
Yeah.
Putting a urinal or putting a toilet there and then redoing everything and then putting a urinal where the toilet is.
Yeah, put a urinal there.
It's pretty much a
man situation. So I could come in and baptize it by taking a shit on it.
I'd appreciate that.
It's terrible.
I'm so glad you haven't upper-decked my toilet as is.
Upper-decked the toilet. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, hey, guys. Welcome back to Locker Room Talk, where we're talking shit again. Literally.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It always happens.
I always deviate to shit.
I know.
Penises.
Yeah. Vaginas.
I think it was my fault.
I'm sorry.
I said something about pineapple and pizza and how they're... You don't like it, there's something wrong with you.
You did not read, you haven't read or kept up with the times now. You're no longer allowed to refer to it as a penis or a vagina.
What is it now?
Front hole.
Oh, what?
Because if you say vagina is inclusive to only women, and that is offensive to men who identify as women but don't have a vagina.
I don't have time for this bullshit.
So now you have to refer to it as front hole.
I'm not calling it a front hole.
Yeah. Just telling you what they're putting out there. You have to say,
listen, who are they?
Listen, dude, you have a penis. If you do a flip and tuck or a
split and flip,
split and flip, then you have a vagine. Deal with it.
Front hole.
Front hole.
We're so controversial, guys. I'm not calling your front hole a front hole.
Excuse me. Can I touch your front hole today?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't judge you. That's cool, man. But why are you trying to change the way I talk? I don't change the way you talk. It's terrible. You cannot like pineapple on your pizza. That is totally fine. Don't get it on your pizza. But don't knock me for liking pineapple on my pizza.
Fuck yeah.
It's not my fault.
A Hawaiian pizza. I love a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, if you like Glocks and you don't like Springfields, don't knock me for having a Springfield.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you just have to spend more money to make your Glock like my Springfield, but it's whatever.
Uh-oh. He's getting a call.
Oh!
No, I'm making a call.
Oh, you're making a call.
Yeah, I muted my mic.
But actually, we can hear it.
Yeah, we can totally hear it.
just because you're talking doesn't mean that it's not going to come through the phone.
Hey, if he's making phone calls on his phone,
do not. Come on, man.
What?
I will shut this shit down faster than a hurry.
Faster than in a hurry?
Yeah. Please, don't make a call.
He made a phone call.
Yeah, but apparently it was urgent.
Yeah.
So, you're just fucking around.
Trying to track people down.
What if I can track people down too? I know people. Well, listen, I know all the people he knows over there.
If you need to track people down, then we'll end the podcast here so you can go ahead and do that. But we're not going to have your conversation
I don't think, hey man,
are you okay? Are you okay?
Is that how I talk?
A little bit.
I think that's how Chris talks.
Selena's good.
Okay.
Selena's good. Matt's good. I still haven't heard from Nick. I think Nick and Madeline were traveling today. So I'll need to reach out to Colby. Make sure he's good.
Dude, they won't even see Colby. He's like one of those halflings, bro. You can't see
him. Yeah, they probably shot over his head.
Oh. He's like, poof, poof, poof. He's like puts the ring on, disappears, runs off. Colby's good.
Man.
What?
Is he that short?
Yeah, Colby's short, bro.
He's a tiny little guy.
Oh, wait, that's the guy that was at your birthday at Black
Sheep? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Kobe's tiny.
Yeah, Kobe is small, but I love that guy to death.
I look like Shaq.
His shit's like Keebler Tattoos.
Yeah.
That's his name. Yeah. For like
on IG, it's
Keebler. Yeah, on IG, it's Keebler Tattoos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's so little. Sometimes I see him on top of people's backs tattooing their neck.
No, that's like not true.
Like he just climbs. Okay, that's not true. Sometimes he's on the table tattooing their leg.
You're so
like
fucked
just
up.
Kneeling there, just like tongue hanging out, just fucking drilling away. Crazy.
I'm trying to look at the comments here.
Oh yeah, let's anything
see.
Good?
Let me see. Hold on, because there's so many of them right now.
There's so many. Oh, we're so popular.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, let me pull up Facebook. I'm trying to get it going on my end too.
Do we have your
Jalen? Yes. Apparently there was an active shooter. Around 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, and apparently there is, 4 people dead and 11 injured. So, yeah, that's what's going on at the landing, bro. Sorry. Bro, what are you doing?
Sure.
You're making it a bigger deal then.
Well, just say, hey, turn the volume down. Deal. My audio to be good, yeah. Not shitty. If you're okay with having shitty audio, then might as well get rid of the mixer. And the mics.
Whoa, what is this volume up? Has to do with shitty audio. Hey, what's up?
I was just thinking, Sherry had a point. I think there was the convention. So I think that's where Nick is.
Oh, what?
No, it's St. Augustine.
Okay. I thought he was downtown. Okay.
Nah. Mm-mm. No, that was a couple. That
man,
was
the like, way to bring me up, to bring me back down.
Hey, you know.
It's like watching some of my favorite fighters fight. They put me through the motions,
did
man.
Did you watch the fights last night?
I tried.
I did. I went to bed early. I did go watch. I watched 22 Mile, though, with Mark Wahlberg.
How was it?
It was good.
Was it?
Yo, dude. I'm really liking what they're doing with movies now. You think it's going one way, and then you figure it out the other way, but they triple flip you. You have no clue what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. At the end, you're like, I did not see that coming.
Don't give me a spoiler alert, though.
Freaking amazing.
Yesterday, FX has been running, and I don't know why. I guess maybe because next weekend's Labor Day, but they've been running Lone Survivor and 13 Hours, like, back-to-back.
Well, you know, military movies.
Yeah, so we got to
next
watch
those. Next week is what?
Labor Day. Oh. Yeah, so we got to watch those yesterday.
I thought it was Veterans Day. My bad.
No, next week's Labor Day.
So check it out, guys. I went on a hike yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Where?
I put on a actually over by
bro
here.
in the Northside Mountains.
Yeah, so anyways.
Well, there's a lot bunch of trails.
There's a bunch of trails.
I have a book on them.
But he went to the mountains.
Listen, man, can I finish my fucking sentence before you start knocking shit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways.
So how was it?
So I put up on Snapchat, I was like, hey guys, trails. I put this up on Friday or Saturday or something like that. What?
Huh? Nothing.
Why? What's going on?
Fuck it, I'm done.
No, you didn't catch what I did, and Wallow did, so then Wallow was over there acting like you, because you were like, you guys won't let me finish, and then you started, and I was like, how was it? And you just kept going like you should, but Wallow was over there laughing. I'm sorry. How was the trails? Where did you go? No, come on. Come on, Arthur, play the game.
No, there's no game. You guys being dicks.
No, we are not.
Big dick.
What's the difference from the previous 89 episodes?
Can I finish a fucking sentence?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Do I have to go on a rant for you guys to listen to
me? No, go ahead.
Can I just do a normal sentence?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, so I put it up. I was like, you know, on Snapchat, on my history. I was like, hey, guys, where are the trails? And I got a bunch of good locations for trails and stuff like that. Anyways, I went on a trail yesterday and saw box turtles. It was cool. It's a bunch of different, like, you know, short ones too, like 1 mile ones, 4 mile ones, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing too crazy. But anyways, we got a suggestion from one of the guys that trains with me. Hey, we should do an AOWJJ trail day where we all go out, go walk these trails, get out into a little bit of nature, check out some stuff, have some fun. What do you guys think about that?
If you do it like once a month, yeah, we can probably do something like that.
I'm just going to try it once. And if it turns out really, really good, then we'll do it.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Take a lot of pictures, guys.
Because Wallow ain't going to be there.
Wallow, you don't want to go?
I don't see Wallow being – Wallow to me is not Mr. Outdoors guy.
You can bring your dog?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Shit. You mean you can carry her?
Yeah, you can carry your dog.
Bro, did you know what happened to Dean's dog in the trails in Hannah Park?
What happened?
He got attacked by an alligator.
Well, you don't let it get that close to the water.
This is not – we're not in Hannah Park, by the way.
I don't care.
He got attacked by an alligator.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Did it kill the dog?
No.
No. He survived. He survived.
She fought.
Good deal.
She was hurt for a little while.
I'm sure. But that's crazy. Gangster. Hannah Park.
Yeah,
huh?
But yeah. Wow. But fucking Wallow's dog is food for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a one goal.
He's like,
bro, she's lost a lot of weight, too.
So I'm going to take my mom's dog.
Are you just
you're
trying to –
You're such an asshole.
You're just trying – Where exactly did Dean go?
Where did he go? What trail? Dean, what trail did you go on?
Bert,
I got a dog that needs the next step.
I hope the dog runs away and the gator takes like a toe.
Of who?
Your toe.
My toe? Yeah. Dude, first off.
The little one.
That'd be a bad day for the gator. Bad day for the gator.
I'll shoot your pinky toe off.
I've been waiting to use this fucking thing.
Sherry,
give me a motherfucking excuse.
Sherry, you're not going anywhere.
Did she say she want to go?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Sherry. Let's get the crew together. Let's do it.
She's not going anywhere. She's hurt.
We're going to blast. Her great toe. She has a, speaking of toes, she has a big toe issue.
Right. Because she fell in a trail in North Carolina. Running away from a bear.
And spiders.
Yeah.
You can outrun a spider, but a bear.
Yeah, you ain't.
Good luck. You need to spray that. You got to dose those dudes down.
I've done the trail at Little Talbot. That's actually a pretty good one. It's 4 miles.
Take a lot of pictures.
That's the one I took.
Oh,
that's the one
did you do the full four?
Yeah.
See, I haven't been able to do the full four because, well, I've done four.
It's a very mild trail, by
it
the
is,
way.
But
there's
I've taken
mild.
One through the woods there at Little Talbot. I mean,
bro,
it's not.
Bro, it's mild.
We're not talking mountains, no, by any stretch.
It's mild. Like, anybody can do this little four mile trail. It's nice, but the big fucking banana spiders across the trail, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, because you do.
Those things are huge.
You do 2 miles in the woods, and then you do 2 miles on the beach back to the parking lot.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
So I normally get to do the 4 miles, but I get to go down to the beach, and then the kids are like, we're done. And I'm like, if we just keep going, it's only two more miles. It's still 2 miles back this way. Nope, we want to go back this way. Like, okay. It's very pretty there at the end, too, at the beach, because there's a lot of driftwood. And it makes it kind of tough. Did you have to get into the water at all or anything?
No, I didn't get into the water, no. But actually, let me send you.
He doesn't know how to swim.
Well, because the last time I went.
God, man, how are you going to make all these fucking things?
These accusations. Because the last time.
Oh, that's right. He had to swim across the Rio Grande.
No, what's one of the big rivers in Alaska to get to America? Well, you'd have to cross into Canada.
He would have to be from Canada.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fucking.
What is it, Lake Ontario?
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
You guys are dicks.
Oh, my God. Well, what's going on with the camera?
I don't know.
We're losing signal. I think the camera's trying to tell us to leave Art alone.
Yeah, it's like, stop being a dick. Hold on, I'm sending this to Chris real quick. You need to check out this fucking beauty.
All right, here we go.
It's happening right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on hold right now waiting for Art to send a picture.
First off, no, you guys keep talking.
Yeah, because he can't talk while he sends a picture.
I can do both.
That's debatable.
Get you a co-host that can do both. Boom, I'm here. I just sent you something too, my friend.
Well, I won't get it because I put my phone in. Do not disturb.
Yo, you know he can't do that. It's a combination of one, he won't do that. Two, I'm not exactly sure he knows how to put it in do not disturb.
I got people hitting me up and I gotta respond.
I'm gonna be honest, I have put it on do not disturb on accident and for like 4 days. Like, I kept getting all these messages. Why am I just getting messages and no fucking no alerts?
Yeah.
And Robbie Nunes actually hit me up. He's like, bro, I think your shit's on Don't Disturb because I keep calling you and it keeps going straight to your voicemail. I was like, what?
I had the same thing because with the they updated the Apple Watch a couple months back or last year. And the same, they changed where the Do Not Disturb button was, and it made it real easy to accidentally hit Do Not Disturb on the watch. So I did the same thing for like 2 days. I wasn't getting any phone call. I thought it was like the greatest time at work ever. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. No phone calls.
You shut them all
bugging me. And then my boss finally sent me an email. He's like, hey, I've been calling you all day. It's going right to voicemail. What's up? I'm like, shit.
No.
So I had to check it. Like, oh,
baby,
my bad.
Come back.
Fired. Nah, he was like, it's easy to get a hold of me. I mean, Jesus, I've got email, Skype's going, everything else. So.
I mean, so, you got four screens. You figure something out.
So you guys didn't watch the fights last night then?
I watched two of the fights.
I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning to watch those fights.
Bro. My homegirl did too, and she said they were pretty good.
Yeah.
I did see the highlight.
5 knockouts out of 6 fights.
Whoa. Wow. What was the one that had to do with the stool and being, what is that one?
Dude got rocked. Never knew where he was.
So tell me how.
So Justin Gaethje and James Vick were fighting last night.
Okay.
So these two dudes were feuding pretty hard over social media.
Wow.
And James Vick was saying that Gaethje was just punched drunk, this, that, and the other. And Gaethje was like, oh, yeah, I'm a fucking show you when it comes time. So fight starts. Vick is keeping his distance because he's 6'3", 155. You know, he's...
Yeah, he's a tall, long
teeps,
dude. Yeah,
TV you know,
to face, yeah.
Yeah, kicks and whatever, keeping his distance. But Justin kept cutting the angles and got close enough for Vic to back up to the cage.
Get him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He threw a 1 and the fucking 2 behind it knocked him out. I mean, he folded like a chair.
Ba-ba.
Yep.
Bell rung?
That quick. Bro, he was out. So they pick him up. They put him on the stool. Justin Gaethje comes over to, you know, make sure he's okay. And he tries to take him down.
He shot for the double leg.
He was out.
Yeah.
Off the stool.
You didn't know. Yeah, when you're knocked out, you don't know.
I've never seen that shit.
But it's not like, I mean, we're talking, it was probably 45 seconds between the knock. I mean,
done.
I understand, but it was like 45
He probably didn't even remember being knocked out.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
It was a couple of minutes.
So that's what I'm saying. So like he thinks he's getting off a stool and going, you know. Bet you anything.
This dude's walking over to me right now. I'm going to double lick the shit out of him.
Yeah, doesn't know. He got knocked out. You don't remember. Yeah. I had a guy that I knew that fought over in Germany, and I cornered him. And he got knocked out in the second round, and he was whooping ass, man. First round, second round. He got knocked out in the second round. And he got up, and he was like, just kind of faking it. He's like, bro, did I get knocked out? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, dude, I don't remember the first round. I don't remember anything. He's like, help me walk to the corner. So he's with it enough to know that he didn't know, and that probably meant he got knocked out. Mm. And so he's like, dude, help me walk out. I was like, all right, bro, I'm not letting you drive by yourself. I had to drive as well.
I take it back. It was 4 knockouts out of 6 fights.
That's still really crazy.
Because that Michael Johnson, Andre Feely one went the distance, and it was a close fight. And so was that Courtney Casey and what's her fucking name? Angela Hill.
I watched the first 2 fights, and I was literally, my eyes were just closing while I was sitting on the couch. I was like, man, I don't know why I'm fucking fighting this. Just go to bed.
So
I went to bed.
I fought it all the way through because I wanted to see that Justin Gaethje, James Vick. Because I knew, I've been reading that there was beef between them. Mm. So I'm like, oh, no. This is going to be fireworks because Vick was like on a 10-fight winning streak. And Gaethje's coming off of 2 straight losses after his debut. So I was like, I'm not falling asleep.
Speaking of feuds and stuff over Facebook, let's talk about that guy. So I'm not going to mention any names or any school names or anything like that, but I kind of want to bring this to attention. So there's a specific school here in Jacksonville that I guess this was a while ago. They put up a certain post that they're bringing a certain boxer back, right?
Uh-huh.
And somebody had said something about that guy, you know, quitting one of his fights or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, or basically getting into the cage and then like left the cage and that he was scared.
It was a boxing ring.
Boxing ring
or something like that. But this goes back to making sure you guys know the whole stories, like when you read certain shits. But apparently what happened with this guy, and people were like roasting him over social media. Oh, he doesn't.
What a quitter.
Yeah, what a quitter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Turn to find out though, from reading further, and I didn't read this, but you brought it to my attention that what happened was is that he was supposed to get paid a certain amount. Let's say it was $5,000, right? And before he goes up for the fight, they tell him, hey, you're not getting paid that. Matter of fact, you're getting paid 70% less than that to fight. And so he was like, oh, man, if I don't do the fight at all, I don't get any money. So I guess him and his camp brainstorms like, well, all you have to do is for the fight to start. And then you get paid at least that. So he was basically like saying, I'm not going to get paid 70% less. I'm not fighting for that amount of money. So what he did is he went in there, touched gloves, and then walked out the thing. So the fight had officially started. So he still officially get paid, but then he got roasted for fucking not fighting.
Bro, that is so crooked.
So what I'm thinking to myself, I was like, man, you know, maybe that promotion needs to be brought to light more than that fighter. I mean, because if you're told one thing and you sign for one thing and then you're told another and so on and so forth, and then you get roasted and your reputation's online, but people don't know all the facts. It's, you know, that's kind of scary. And I don't know this guy for nothing. I don't know him. I mean, I know of the school he's at, but, and you know, I don't play in gossip. I don't do that shit. So I'm like, kind of like, whoa, what the fuck is this when I was reading it? And even one of the guys that I know was making comments and stuff, but you know, so when we talked about that here before the cast, I was like, and you brought that up, Chris. Mm. I was like, how crazy is that? Like, if not knowing just a small piece of the information changes the whole dynamic of the story.
I saw it last night because that person that you're talking about posted it. And I saw some of the comments and I'm like, well, maybe you had to go poop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I mean, my buddy who had made those comments, I mean, he's a funny guy, first off. Yeah. So, and he's a master of talking shit for sure. And I love him for it. But this other guy that was getting roasted, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, I see his point. I see why he did the thing that he did.
Bro. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Your boy has been on fire for like the last 2-3 weeks on Facebook.
He has. Well, he's looking for fights. He's looking for fights and he's good at getting him going. He's like, I don't give a shit. I'll take it short notice, no notice. Fucking, I want to fight. That's what I want to do. Dude, he's like, I'm an 3-0 or something like that fight right now. I don't give a fuck about I want it to go, but give me fights.
He'll come in somebody's live stream, start calling them fucking pussy.
Doesn't give a shit.
Or front holes, whatever you want to say. You know.
Oh my god, I can't do that.
Uh oh, we got a call.
All right,
let's see. Hold on.
You gotta remember how to do
accept.
It.
All right, you're up. Hello, what is going on?
Hello.
Who do we have on?
Hello.
Hold on. Hello.
Can Hello. You hear me? Who do we have on?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us? Uh-oh. Hello, can you hear us? What is going on?
That's something on your end over there.
Hey, buddy, give us a call back. I don't know who you were, but give us a call back. I don't know what happened. There we go.
Hit accept.
I know how it works, bro.
Okay, just making sure. Because you.
Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Who do we have on the line? Hello? Hold on 1 second. What is going on here?
Yeah, it's got to be something on you, because I got...
Yeah.
I got lights.
Hold on. Volume's all the way up.
Wow.
I mean, we can hear him.
Can we call him back?
Hold on.
Some small technical difficulties with all our advanced equipment here.
Yeah, we can hear him. I just don't think he could hear us.
All right, let's see. What's going on? What's new?
See, we're plugged. Are we plugged up?
We're always plugged. And you're maxed out like always.
Bear with us while we run through this shit here.
Let's try that.
We'll take calls.
All right, let's try that. Let's see.
Ooh, that's loud.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
God damn it.
No, you can't hear shit.
All right. I don't know.
We're plugged.
We haven't had to do a pre-show call-in on that line for a long time.
No, buddy. Shouldn't have any issues, though. Mm-mm. What the fuck is going on, my friend?
You're plugged in, right?
Hold on, let me do a test.
All right.
Well, let me see if the stream audio.
I gotta go check something.
Comes through, and if it comes through, then we should be okay. Let's see.
So loud.
Let me see if the stream. Yeah. We have audio. I don't know what the hell's going on. Sherry, if you get a chance, give us a call just to see if the audio is working. For some reason, it's not. He wasn't hearing us. Maybe it's on his end. I don't know.
Maybe. Sherry's like, do you want to? Yes.
All right, let's see.
Hello, welcome to the Locker Room Talk. May I ask who you're speaking to?
Sherry, if you got a chance, give us a call.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
That's cool.
Nope, they can't hear us. What the
secondary
hell?
Secondary call.
Nope, sorry. All right, that's that. We're done with taking calls.
What the fuck is going on?
So apparently they shot up a video game tournament.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so my homegirl from Michigan like hits me up. She's like, I just saw there's a mass shooting in Jacksonville. Who goes shoots up a video game tourney? I was like, fuck, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Let's see what's going on.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us? Hello.
Dang. It looks like we don't have call options today.
No, not today.
Shit. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. I don't know what's going on. He's not working. We can hear you, but apparently you can't hear us.
Anywho. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So ooh. Apparently it was a video game tournament that was shot up.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Huh. It's crazy.
Yeah. Sherry wrote, if you answered, can't hear anything.
All right.
Damn. Robert was like, well, I tried. Say hi to all. Hi.
Oh, was that Robbie?
Yeah, it was Robbie.
Oh.
Robbie.
Tony needs to be calling you on the Comcast line.
Give me your phone. No, never mind.
You can't use your phone. Your phone sucks anyway. I'm just wondering what the hell's going on. Why it's not working?
I don't know? Man.
It always works.
Except for the time it doesn't. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Hey, man, so you guys want to get some Mexican food after this?
No, I don't
downtown?
Like it. I don't like illegals.
Yeah, I don't think downtown's going to be the spot to go today.
No, oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
I like how oblivious he was, though. Come on, man, let's go get some Mexican food downtown. Oh, yeah, shit, that's right. There just was a big shooting down there. Never mind.
No, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh. Hey, you know what? We'll just keep trying until it does.
Over and over. Yeah.
Yellow, welcome to Locker Room Talk.
Hey, I can hear you.
Yay!
She can hear us.
Jesus all right. Christ. Damn.
Say more words.
So what's going on? How are you feeling?
I'm all right. Just a lot of chest congestion and coughing, but I'm good.
Sound rough.
Yeah, you sound so rough.
You sound like you're dying.
No, I haven't. I got a nebulizer shipped to me today because I can't take antibiotics, so. I got a nebulizer and doing some colloidal silver.
Oh, okay.
Colloidal what?
Silver.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Is it coming out of your ears?
No.
Is it coming out of your nose?
I see where you're going with this.
No, my sinuses.
I see where you're going with this, Wallow. Go ahead, Wallow. Go with the last one.
I'm waiting.
It's all just in my chest.
So if it's not coming out of your ears or your nose... Where is it coming out of? Oh, her mouth. Oh.
There we go. Oh, now we'll keep it north of the border.
Never mind. Good Lord. I'm getting sick just by that.
Have me freaked out, man. Have me freaked out.
Now you guys can take Bert for that.
Oh, well, stop kissing him.
Yeah.
When he's sick.
Doing it when he's sick. It's gross.
Yeah.
Nasty.
You're not supposed to swap spit when he's sick.
Now I'm going to have to clean the board.
Robbie just hit us up. It's like, mass shooting and landing, by the way, apparently. 2000 and late. That's what I'm going to write.
And late.
2000 and late.
Tell them we already know and we broke the news.
That's so 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
They were apparently doing a Madden video game contest, whatever.
Figures that he had to be a Madden.
Yeah,
someone
so
got mad.
That's crazy. They got so that's what happened. They got mad and started shooting everybody up.
Something, you know, they got that little game station in the side of the landing by the pizza place.
Oh, that sucks, bro.
What, really? I had no idea, dude. I can't. I'm not going out with any of you guys. I'm not going out with anybody. But you know what? We're gonna do trails because you know, sane people.
There's bears on the trails.
Crazy people don't go on trails, but bears don't have guns, and I
yeah, do. But they got something worse. They got teeth and paws.
Claws,
whatever the fuck you want
to
call it.
Hey guys, I want to do a quick little shout out to Liz Ambule for taking second in her division and third in absolute world's masters. Congratulations.
Sherry, you anything to add?
No, I just I'm gonna work with her. She did good. I'm gonna work with her on her on cutting weight a little bit easier, so she doesn't have to lose you know, the week of, because that's really hard on your body when you literally have to weigh in right before you compete. So, yeah.
All right.
Let her get some energy in for her matches, so she can feel a little bit better. But she did good.
She said she has some pretty cool takedowns, so I'm super excited. Hopefully I get to see some videos of that or something.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see any videos.
My buddy Brandon Colbert, he competed as well. I didn't really get a whole lot of details. I'll probably call him after our podcast here.
I saw the cyborg punched him in the eye.
But his eyeball is swollen. He's like, man, I got a fat lip and a swollen eye, but that to me, that's just as good as gold. I was like, probably not, but damn, bro.
It's all about that he said, year. She said that's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out what happened to him, and I think... I'm wondering if he caught an elbow or a knee or a headbutt or something on the way down. I don't know what happened to his match, but I'll find out.
These are the ones that were going on over in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had World Masters, so they had three tournaments at the venue this week, which was World Masters.
Grill Masters.
Then they had the Nogi and the regular Vegas Open, so that was really cool to see. So many people competing all at the same time for different things and still winning.
Just like that, we lost the connection to the stream.
Really? Yep, you did.
Yep.
Wow.
Is it a certain amount of time that they do? Is that what's up?
No, it's the weather.
It's the weather?
Yeah, when it gets like cloudy and shit, it doesn't work that well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a thing talking about storm coming through.
There's a storm brewing.
Yeah, let me check
the weather. In my pants.
Oh, my God.
It's called shooting at landing.
It's coming out his front hole.
No, it's my back hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anywho. All right. Well, we'll let you go because I know you're cuffing up a storm.
Yeah, you're cuffing it up.
Yep.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, chica. Bye.
Bye, Annie.
Bye.
Doo-doo-doo. All right. So we got that fixed. Robbie. Give us a call back. Oh, he's not on the stream anymore.
Yeah, right?
Send him a message. Give us a call back. You know. Chris, would you please go touch the camera on the top to see if we can connect it to the Wi-Fi here instead so we can go back online. Oh, Lord. We are having all kinds of technical difficulties today.
I can tell you why you're having technical difficulties today.
Oh, what happened?
I wonder if it's your cat that went over there and just like started harassing that.
Well, it should still have some juice, unless it's dead. Thank you, Philly, for disconnecting the camera. This podcast is going to suck after a certain point. Just
always leave.
Touch it on the top, please. Press it. No, like leave it pressed until it starts blinking. There we go. I'll figure it out here.
Well, that's why I always leave the thing on the desk, not hanging.
Anywho, what were we talking about? Before we started getting calls, and we couldn't answer any of them. Hey, send Robbie a message. Let him know to call us back. Actually, hold on. I'll fucking call him.
Dude, I went down a YouTube rabbit hole last night of sumo knockouts.
Sumo knockouts?
Sumo knockouts.
Like smacking each other in the face and knocking them out?
Yes. Like, I did not know that was actually allowed of open hand strikes in sumo.
Really?
And, bro... There's some brutal fucking knockouts in sumo. Now I remember, if you ever played Street Fighter, you remember the sumo guy that had E Honda?
Yeah.
So you remember the 100 hand slap thing. And it was always kind of like, I didn't know they'd do that. But I was watching some of the matches, and that's literally what they are doing, is just literally smashing, trying to get space. And they're just I mean, this one dude probably took 25, 30 open hand strikes to the face before finally crumbling.
Then he crushed.
And these guys, you're talking, some of these guys are 400-something pounds.
Yeah, they're big boys, man.
So you can imagine coming across from each other, smashing into each other, and then open-hand palm strikes to the face.
Yeah, man.
Nah, brah. Ain't about it.
That might be your sport, dog.
Nah, I don't think I've got the weight.
Have you seen the little sumo guys?
I have.
And they do like a lot of judo throws and just toss them bitches.
They do. Oh, there was one guy last night, knockout. He did a... I can never say it right, but it's the drop senagi or
rampon senagi.
So where you do the to the knees, you know, flip over. I guess you know the arm where you come across. And
yeah,
yeah.
Well, so, you know, I just put up a short video of 10 judo throws to our crew, and I want to say it's the third one. Third one's the senagi, is the standing version.
Yeah, well, dude didn't roll with it or whatever, or came off of the side of his back and just straight face smashed right into the whatever that's called, the ring in the sumo match. Did not get up. Shoot, I bet. And I was like, oh, shit. That dude's dead.
He's done.
All right. Seems like this stream is back up. And
amazing what you can do when shit gets plugged in. I know.
It still has,
fuck it, would you?
It still has some juice, so we just leave it plugged in so we don't have to have that boosting adapter that, you know, it's like fucking $200. You know what I'm saying?
Well, either that or you just need to... What kind of cable is that? Is that a USB to mini USB?
What do you mean?
What goes into the back of the camera? A mini USB or...
No, it's just a micro USB.
Okay, so it's a micro, so it's a USB to micro USB. So we just need to get a longer cable then, so that way you can just leave the power supply down on the floor and just get like a 5-foot USB to micro USB cable.
All right, whatever. We'll figure it out. Yeah. But anyhow, streams are back up. Sorry for that, guys. Cool. If you were trying to call us, give us a call back. Our phone situation has been corrected, and we are not taking calls again.
Yeah, because I've got to do the same thing. I've got to order some micro USB to USB connectors for the cameras that are coming in, because I got to run them through the attic. I'm getting some of those Wyze cameras, like what, like you've got, Art. That's bought that hey, one.
What's going on over there that you're so like involved? We're doing something here.
Are you guys done with all of your stuff?
What stuff?
I'm just talking shit.
Anyway, so Amanda just bought one of the newer versions, the pan, tilt, and zoom one, and one of the other square ones like we've got. So yeah. I'm going to put the pan, tilt, and zoom over the vehicles under the eave, and then I'm going to put the little box one over the front door. So I've got to get longer micro USB to USB cables.
Just in case the Madden shooter comes around?
No, just because we've had our cars. There again, it's one of those things where you don't lock your doors. Sometimes you just forget to lock your doors on your vehicle.
I don't.
Well, we don't anymore, but we've had before, and I know it's kids, because they've literally rummaged through the vehicle. Don't take anything but the fucking change. Just like took all, and not all the change. Like left the fucking pennies and shit. Took all my quarters, all my dimes, all my nickels. Left all my pennies. Motherfucker. But they did that to all three vehicles. They rummaged through. And if you're in my work truck, I mean, there's thousands of dollars of shit in that work truck that you could pawn. But they didn't take anything. They just took my change. So I'm like, it's fucking kids.
Trash pandas.
Just be glad that it was kids, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sucks, man, because...
That sounds so good when we listen back to the audio when you spit into the cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sounds really good.
Cool. I'll be sure and do it louder. It just sucks because hey, man, one of these...
That's nothing compared to just being left to wherever you're at. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's...
What?
What?
His spit cup.
I didn't leave it. Did I leave it?
Multiple occasions.
When?
Get the fuck out of here. Throw him out for you. Yes, I do.
Well, don't throw them out for me. Remind me. Tell me.
No, because then it's left there until you come back.
No, I mean, you could throw it away, but you could can message me.
Yes, if you're not camping.
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to message you. You're already home. He'll be like, oh, I'll go over.
Yeah, no, give me shit. Be like, yo, you left your fucking cup. I'll be like, gosh,
are you going to go back and pick it up?
I would.
No, you're not.
I wouldn't make you do that. Yeah, I wouldn't make you do that. Just don't spit it.
Are you going to do push-ups too?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how many you want me to do. If you say you got to do 5, I'll be like, sweet, let's go. I'll bang those out right now.
He'd be like,
10, I'll be like,
you got to do 2.5.
You have to do 10, 5 in the beginning, 5 at the end.
Sorry, guys. We're just taking cheap shots here.
I'm not taking cheap shots. I'm serious.
Ain't nothing cheap on that.
Those are inside jokes. Which, by the way, that's all Tom Segura and Christina Pajewski's, you know, podcast.
Whole stick.
You know, their whole shtick is inside jokes.
Have you listened to the one that Bert was on?
Yeah, of course.
The ending I loved. Bro. I loved it. She's like, nope, I gotta go. Yeah. And then Bert starts fucking dry heaving. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this. The comedy special had me in tears in a few spots.
Bro, he advertised for Bert hard.
He did.
He paid a lot of money for that
cartoon
animation.
Was funny.
Oh, my God.
A lot of it's funny because the podcast that Bert was on, Your Mom's House one, was actually it was fun.
Yeah,
it was really good. And the one he was on with Rogan was I always like it when he's on.
Hey, how much does those animated things cost?
Bro,
I don't know.
Money.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, that's some cash.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, bro. That shit. Have you ever seen how animation's made, bro? It is not easy. It is time consuming.
Yeah, but now they use computers to do it, man.
Oh, that doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah, I'm not. They still got to draw it. In the computer.
I don't know, man.
I know you want to do this animation thing, but let's be real.
That'd be cool.
We don't have the money for it.
We should do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, as soon as you have the money, we'll definitely find somebody to do it.
Sure. I mean, if you were lucky, you might be able to get somebody out of SCAD up in Savannah or something, you know.
And hopefully he'll be cured by then.
No, oh, Jesus. It's the art school SCAD. That's up there.
He's got SCAD?
No. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Anyways.
Like, it sounded like a deceased.
Yeah.
A deceased?
Deceased.
It's one of the art colleges here in the South. It's where everybody goes. I think there's one in Savannah and one in Atlanta.
Not the Art Institute?
No, it's not the Art Institute where you take the little drawing test and send it in kind of thing. No, it's an actual art college. It's where Madeline went.
I don't know who that is.
Nick's wife, Madeline.
Oh, okay. Is she a tattoo artist too?
No, she's an artist. The shark that's on the wall downstairs, uh-huh. On the wall, she did that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she's had a couple shows and stuff like that here in Jacksonville.
I'll have to look at it.
So it's nice. I've got that, and I've got a couple other of her paintings that she did.
I like that you have that. And you know what? You got an Art Bellardi original up there, too.
I do have an Art Bellardi original.
Speaking of mine, I take that shit down, though.
No, it's an original. I don't care. No. It stays.
It's already framed. Why would you want to take it down?
I'm going to give you something different. Let me tell you.
Then draw something different.
The G-Dragon needs to go down.
Then draw something different.
No.
I'll put it next to it, but that one's staying up.
That is the first Bellardi.
Yeah.
All right.
You never know, man. One day could be worth a lot of money. I
it's like
it
a
up.
Salvador Dali. You know?
What? Yeah, that guy. You know, with his anteater coming out of the subway.
Daddy, you know, Daddy Long Legs? No?
No, I know who you're talking about, but... No, it's not coming down. Stop pointing at it.
Okay. Art's the Salvador Dali of our time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's cool. Art has no idea who that is.
The Michelangelo.
I do. I just don't draw melting watches.
Well, that's not the only thing he did.
I know.
Did a lot of crazy shit.
Yes, he did. A lot of fucking shit. Hey, man, acid and DMT will make you draw some weird shit.
He was in Peru when he drew that.
I believe it. Fucking ayahuasca. Oh, did you see Aubrey?
What?
Dude.
The accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see his face?
Looked like Brandon Shaw punched him in the face like 1,900 times.
Yeah.
Aubrey.
Aubrey Marcus. Marcus from On It. The guy that owns On It. He's been on Rogan's podcast a lot. He's the owner.
They're partners.
They're partners, yeah. But,
so, like, a lot of people that listen to us, they don't know people by first names either. That's just, I'm like...
Okay, Aubrey Marcus. Anyways, owner of On It. I guess he got into a single car wreck in his Tesla.
Yeah, hit a guardrail.
The
autopilot failed.
And really fucked him up. Fucked his face up. I don't know if he's blind in that eye, but, like, that whole side of his face... was pretty rough. He posted a picture the other day because he was talking about, you know, a lot of plastic surgeons have approached him, you know, wanting to fix, you know, put his face back to original, you know, how it looked. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, this is my face now. So
this is who I am.
That.
A floating turd in the wind.
Wow. That is rude and just uncalled for.
Did you guys watch the Venom trailer? The new one?
No.
No.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, okay.
First, I will eat your arms, and then I'll eat your legs, and then I'll eat your face, and you'll just be a turd floating in the wind.
I'll have to.
You'll be rolling down the street like a turd floating
I'll
in the wind.
I'll have to see.
It's so funny. It's
and see hilarious. And see if it brings me around.
Let's do a reaction video of you right now.
No, because there won't be a reaction video. The camera is behind me.
I'm going to do a reaction video of you right now, and I'll post this. I'll give it to Wallow.
Okay. No, Wallow hates it when we start pulling up secondary audio.
No.
You know that.
No.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
That way people can look at it.
They can't look at it.
All right, guys. We're going to cut it here.
See, you're talking.
I think we've done enough. Art's not really focused on the podcast. He's probably got to eat anyway.
It's that intermittent fasting window just fucked it up. By the way, I did start doing that, Art. I like it.
Yeah, so whatever.
I've dropped some pounds doing it, and it's actually the first couple nights it was kind of hard, but now it's become more of just a self-discipline test, and 16 hours is actually fairly easy.
Good.
Wow. Wow.
He's checked out.
He has.
Let's just call it.
Just damn.
What do we got on the
board? 126. Yeah. But, I mean, probably
that's
around
about average.
120 because of the late start on it.
Well, that and in the middle, we had some issues that we were like, But that boy's got to eat, obviously.
Yeah, he's fucking got Mexican food on the brain.
Yeah. In downtown.
Ready to go hit some Taco Bell.
Downtown, yeah.
Go get some real Mexican food.
Downtown, yeah.
Yeah, nothing new on that either.
These guys are dicks.
Oh, my God.
You're so sensitive, bro.
You're like a front hole. Useless.
No, actually, a front hold is very useful.
Yeah, I'm not saying what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, maybe your front hold.
I'm talking about a front hold. I'm not talking about vagina.
No, well, I like to think different. Anyway, guys, before we go, Art, why don't you tell people about our sponsors?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you about these sponsors. You guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You ready for the sponsors? In a land.
Not all right, too guys. Far away. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your listening there to us and downloading. We'll catch you next week.
Lean Impact Nutrition.
Are you still going?
And also in this land.